I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. South Korean opposition lawmakers submitted a motion Wednesday to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol, hours after the president briefly imposed martial law in an unanticipated move that rattled the nation. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
A vote on his impeachment is expected within the coming days. It would pass in South Korea's National Assembly if two-thirds of lawmakers support the bill, and that would then lead to a trial held by South Korea's Constitutional Court. On Wednesday morning, the country's National Assembly building bore scars of violence the night before, boxes, chairs piled up as barricades. Security camera footage released Wednesday gave a better view of events the night before. Soldiers tasked with imposing martial law landing on the sports pitch near Parliament before smashing the building's windows and clashing with parliamentary aides.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. This was the first time martial law was declared in South Korea since 1980, before it became a democracy. Yoon has faced discontent over his economic policies and other controversies. NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels for a second day Wednesday are looking at ways to defend against efforts by China and Russia to destabilize alliance member nations. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte discussed the situation with reporters ahead of Wednesday's meetings.
What we are seeing is that Russia, but also China, are trying to destabilize NATO nations through acts of sabotage, cybercrime, and, of course, also trying to weaponize energy in the fight between, of course, our systems. And that means that we will look at ways to have better intelligence sharing, but also making sure that we can protect our critical infrastructure.
Czech Foreign Minister Jan Lipavský told reporters Wednesday as many as 100 suspicious incidents in Europe this year can be attributed to Russian hybrid attacks and espionage. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden was in the Angolan port city of Lobito Wednesday on the last day of his trip to Africa to tout a plan to extend a railway that could channel critical minerals from Congo to the West. The United States has provided a $550 million loan to support the venture, which involves refurbishing an existing railway through Angola and extending it into Congo's mining heartland as part of the first phase. No date has been given for its completion yet. Biden spoke about the project Tuesday in Angola's capital, Luanda.
Call the Lobito Corridor. We're building railroad lines from Angola to the port of Lobito in Zambia and the DRC, and ultimately all the way to the Atlantic, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Indian Ocean. We're the first transcontinental railroad in Africa and the biggest American rail investment outside of America.
Angola has long nurtured close ties with China and Russia, but has recently moved closer to the West. Angolan President Joao Lourenço said Tuesday he wants to expand his nation's collaboration with the United States on security and military initiatives. The Wall Street Journal, citing sources close to the situation, reported Tuesday U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is considering dropping his nominee to lead the Pentagon, Pete Hegseth, and nominating Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in his place. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Hegseth would need the support of Senate Republicans to win confirmation to the post, but the choice of Hegseth has run into trouble on Capitol Hill over allegations about his personal and professional life. The Journal reported that Trump allies increasingly think Hegseth may not survive further scrutiny. The Trump Transition Office and DeSantis' office did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The Journal reported that DeSantis was on an earlier list of potential defense secretary candidates. He served in the Navy's legal branch, the Judge Advocate General Corps, from 2004 to 2010. Should Hegseth's nomination fall apart, the Journal cited sources saying Trump could still decide not to choose DeSantis and tap someone else for the post instead.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. The Philippines National Maritime Council issued a condemnation Wednesday after reports that China's Coast Guard harassed Philippine vessels in the South China Sea. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Philippine officials say Chinese Coast Guard vessels backed by Navy ships have fired powerful water cannons and blocked and sideswiped a Philippine patrol vessel at a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. They say three Philippine Coast Guard and Bureau of Fisheries vessels were on routine patrol to protect Filipino fishermen at the Scarborough Shoal when several Chinese Coast Guard and Navy ships approached and staged aggressive actions, they say. Early on Wednesday, Chinese officials have not immediately commented. In the past, they have cited claims of Chinese sovereignty in the contested region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.